Sports news and entertainment covered with some middle ground common sense right here with the Smart Guys.
Let me ask you, is that a little too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? A little common sense, just a smidge. And that's where I bring in a couple of guys, Charles Walshine, foreclosure defense attorney, top litigator, walshinelegal.com. Two L's, Stephen Schwartz, a businessman, aficionado, entrepreneur, MrDumble.com. Home of the great hoodies. No, sure. Good morning, Charles. And good morning, Steve.
The Queen. That's all I've heard the whole week. All about the Queen. Every single station. The Queen. Can't get enough of the Queen. David Beckham waited 13 hours. 6 miles. 13 hours to say goodbye to the Queen. It made me think, who would I say goodbye to? Who would I say goodbye? Other than family and stuff like that. Who? What famous person? What am I going to wait 13 hours to say goodbye to? It would only be one person for me. It would only be Elvis. If I had the opportunity to say goodbye to Elvis, I think I would wait for 13 hours, 6 miles. I thought about Jay Oliver, the great Jay Oliver. Who would Jay Oliver say goodbye to, God forbid, famous? It would only be one person. Lee Zeldin, of course. And then I went to Charlie, and I said to myself, who would Charlie say goodbye to? And it would have to be the Duchess, Camilla. I know he's a big fan of Camilla. And then
Camilla.
No, the Rottweiler. Isn't she the Rottweiler, Charlie?
Wait, what do you call her? She's going to be known as the Duchess, the Royal, Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Doberman.
Yes, sir, Reedy. And that leads me to King Charles taking over. And I said to myself, who is really the King Charles? Is it really King Charles of married to that beautiful woman, or is it the King Charles that we have here, right here on the Smart Guy? King Charles, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I am happier than a clam at low tide. Thank you very much. Cheerio, pip pip. God save the king.
Da-da. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, I thought I actually had my fill of it, but I'm watching the proceedings yesterday, and I was kind of, you know, mesmerized. All the in-betweens, I couldn't take it anymore. You know what really got me? The 9/11 and everything else, we kind of shunned that. Nonstop with the Queen. But you know what? 70 years, I guess you have to be there under her reign to really appreciate it. But, I mean, you talk about an extravaganza. Over the last couple of weeks, I mean, my goodness. I mean, do they have anything going today? Isn't she in the royal vault now? Do they have things going today? I don't even know. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here. They might have more stuff going on today than I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
It's the truth. I mean, it is nonstop 24/7. This might never stop, it seems. So, you know what? I understand 70 years, and I have total respect. And, you know, a lot of love. You know, she's incredible, the longevity, the whole bit. But, you know, please, you hit it right on the head. What about 9/11? I mean, 9/11? You're right. The way you hit it right on the head. I mean, 9/11 really should be something that, and I said it last week, that's never, ever, ever forgotten and should be, you know, remembered in a way that that people 100 years from now remember, you know. But this queen is getting a full red carpet for sure.
You know, the 9/11, yeah. Unfortunately, is going to go the way of December 7th, when, you know, after a little bit of time, you're going to see recognition of 9/11. Yeah, it's too bad, and it stinks, because we, you know, we spent a lot of time and effort, and by the, you know, it has at least as much of an impact because of all the security and the way it's changed our lives and our consciousness about, you know, the danger that we're under when we walk our own streets. Forget about even going overseas. So, like, you know, what are we going to get, like that? Two Midway movies, Tora, 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 and, you know, as we get on December 7th, what are we going to get now? Like, you know, that movie about the Navy SEALs, the, you know, the Bin Laden movie. Mm. You know, what are we getting? What are we getting out of this? It's 21 years. It's not 20. It's not 25. It's not 30.
We already.
You know, I agree. It's already fading into our memory.
I agree with you. I remember exactly
where I was. Schwartzy, I'm sure you and Jay, I'm sure you remember exactly where you were. I remember that I was listening to Imus, and Imus said, I think I just got a report a small plane crashed into one of the towers. That was the instant that it happened. It was rumor. There was no video. I was listening to Imus in the morning. It's exactly what I was doing. And I was sitting in my back room doing something on the computer, and that's exactly what I was. I will never, if I live to 1,000 years old, I will never, ever forget. It was a beautiful, crisp day, just like it is.
Beautiful day, yeah.
Yep.
Now, I remember, too, I just got out of the shower. You know, believe it or not, guys, I was actually going into New York City when everything occurred. I just got out of the shower, getting dressed, and I forget the guy. I was watching Eyewitness News Channel 7. I forget the anchor's first name was Steve. Good anchor back in the days, no longer there. But it was, you know, obviously we were glued. You know, we were glued. But, you know, I agree with you because it's already waning. I mean, I'll give you an example. I'm out of town watching this thing. You can't even get the reading of the names. Now, locally, I understand they did it, but if you're around the country, I mean, it should be a national holiday, hands down. Should be a national holiday. But I agree with you. I think as time goes on, it's, you know, unfortunately, I think it's going to wane even more, you know?
You know, I live in Freeport, and we lost 40 people.
Yeah.
Who worked in the towers. But also there were some police officers, there were some EMTs, some firemen, but mostly it was just people who worked in the towers. Rockville Center, they had a ton of people, and we have a memorial here. Rockville Center has a memorial, and so I see it every day. It's right on the traffic circle when I, you know, on the way home. I see it every single day, and I think about the horror of what was going on and the heroism and how, you know, and just like, you know, I got to tell you, I don't travel overseas. Back when I was a kid, we used to go, you know, we used to go on vacation, and when you're an American back in the late 60s, early 70s, people looked up to you. And
yeah.
People said, you know, they held you with reverence because you stood for something. You stood for freedom. You stood for, you know, we won the war. You know, we did a lot of great things. And now it's like, now I'm afraid to go anywhere because they're going to spot me as an American. I feel like I'm going to get kidnapped and my government is going to do anything to get me back.
Yeah.
You see what this nonsense is going on in Russia with this poor basketball player that got arrested for having who the hell knows what? Nothing? Should have been using her as a pawn. Oh, God. I consider myself to be like a fairly liberal type of guy, but I swear to God, if I was the president of the United States, I would give a warning to every American. The hell is going to break loose over there. Get out of Russia. And then every single Russian, and every single Russian national in this country, I would arrest. And the first thing I would do is I would arrest all those oligarchs' kids that are going to Harvard and Yale, and I'd put them under lock and key and say, you have 15 minutes. Otherwise, we'll put them all in Supermax with the nice guys with the tattoos on their neck. That's where we're sending them. And you see, because you can't play nice with this guy. Putin is a bad guy. He's like the worst of the worst. And wait till you see, and this is something we really should address, what's going to happen in Europe? They are going to freeze to death this winter. And if you think the economy here is bad now, wait till you see what happens then.
Mm.
They're shutting the lights off over there, Jay. Because they can't afford to run. Because they can't afford. Because everything's a natural gas power plant. This is going to be a disaster. Wait till it gets cold. Wait till you get your first cold snap. You see what's going to happen over there.
No, I agree. You know, one thing on the basketball player, Brittany Griner, let's not forget she hates this country. So, you know, let us stick around there a couple of years and think about it. But with that being said...
Is that nice?
Listen.
She hates the country. I don't think she hates the country, Jay.
I mean, listen, that's fact.
Come on.
But listen, the crux of it is...
Locked up in Russia, really? Is that really an intelligent statement?
I agree, but let's get down to the nitty-gritty as far as Griner. You know, she has already made it very public over the years. She does not like this country. She does not like this country. But that, to me, though, that doesn't preclude the fact that she is stuck there based on the bogus nature of it all. There's no question. And let's face it. Let's not forget about Paul Whelan as well, who's been there 17 years. you know. You know, it's another example. And you know something, Steve? Charles brings up a good point, because we've got massive problems right now. We used to be a world power and everything else, but look what's happening with China right now. I mean, China has now eclipsed us, as far as the army, as far as the maneuverability, as far as the overall weaponry. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, he wants to make it known, and he has, you know. And that's why when Xi and Putin met in this summit last week in Uzbekistan or whatever the hell it was, you know, that's a scary type of scene right there, because it shows you where the United States of America is at this point in time. And that's a scary proposition in itself. You know, who would have thunk that, Stephen Schwartz, as we get this 21st century, that the United States right now is not even being thought of as it once was? Scary.
Well, we sure showed him. I mean, we showed him. We sent Pelosi, you know, to Taiwan, all right? He was shaking in his boots while Pelosi was there. Hugging it out, you know, sending over baked goods to the premiers, and we took a stand. You're right. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. And you know, the best thing that we had going for us, you know, like when you're the leader and you're the guy that they're looking up to, is that we had everybody and everything going through us. And now it seems like nothing goes through us. It seems like we are, like, again, a couple steps behind, always. So we're always working on the afterthought. You know, Russia makes a move, like Charlie says. You know, Brittany Griner, you know, caught in Russia, regardless of what the political views are. I know she wouldn't stand for the American flag, and a lot of people on social media, you know, hate her for that. But whether or not you like her, you don't like her, you're for her views or not views, she's an American. And Paul Whelan, same thing. And Charlie wants to be a little bit more, stronger. At least he's forethinking. And it's the same thing with what you're saying with Xi. I mean, you can't let us be just the guys who are supposed to be the leader of the country and then just reacting. We're always three steps behind. That's what I hate about this Biden administration, is that we're always behind the eight ball. We're never ahead, Charlie. We're not ahead. We're always three steps behind.
Charles?
You know, the world is clearly a different place. Nobody's invading anybody anymore. These are all proxy wars, little wars, which hopefully they don't turn into big wars. But you know, America's flexing its muscle, and it's flexing its muscle with our currency and our economic power. And it really hurts these guys. And I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall with Putin and Xi, and she's saying, listen, this is bad for business, because Europe shuts down, they're not going to be able to buy our plastic dog poop and our cheap cotton shirts. We got a problem here. You're going to shut me down. So you know what? Make up your mind what you're doing over there. End it, because this is not good for business. This is really, really bad for business, and it is bad for business.
Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Charlie, I told you that months ago, that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you did.
At the end, Xi is a businessman. He is a businessman. Business first, okay? Because business money is power, okay? And this is what this is all about. It is about power. It is about money. It is about all this stuff that you're talking about, except for one thing. Where are we in this? Where is Joe Biden in this?
There you go.
Where is America?
We're nowhere, Charlie.
We're not even in the discussion.
It's not that simple. You know, it's like, where are you? It's not like you just can turn something around like this. There's a million different relationships.
Charlie, he's not up to speed. He's not up to speed, good, bad, or evil, with Xi or Putin. He's not up to speed. These guys are going for things. Okay, behind closed doors, you know, Jay is right. You see these guys on TV together? It's scary. It's scary. Now, hopefully, Xi is gonna make sense and say, Putin, this is bad for business. We've got to change our ways. We've got to change our ways. I'm not on board with this. Because you know what? That's what Xi understands in China. business.
Listen, Xi is a dangerous guy. And, you know, Charlie brings a good point with Putin. I mean, listen, you know, if you listen to Zelensky the other day, the president of Ukraine, I mean, you know, these guys are firing missiles near nuclear plants, power plants. I mean, does anybody not remember Chernobyl anymore? I mean, you know, you talk about an endgame here. And that's why Zelensky is crying out, you know what? We got to stop this guy. And he's right, you know. And Steve, you're right. You know, the thing is, you look at the United States, and we brought up in conversation, you know, world power, you know, recognize. I mean, you know, listen, we were the leaders. We're not the leaders anymore. And we're not the leaders because there's no leadership. We know that. We talk about it all the time. If we did have leadership, if we had some sort of a Reagan-esque attitude, would this nonsense be going on right now? As far as everything is concerned, I mean, this guy is sending missiles.
Can I remind you of one thing about Reagan, who by the way, was, you know, was great for our image? Reagan caught the tail end of the Cold War.
Right.
We had been fighting that. Yeah, the wall fell. The wall fell in 90. And we have been fighting the Cold War since 1946. That's a long time. And the thing that really put the dagger through their heart was our Star Wars, our Star Wars program. They realized, they bought it because it was a lot of nonsense. There was never going to be a Star Wars program, but he scared the hell out of them, and he put on the show. You know, he really knew how to scare somebody. And do you remember the outtake when he was they pretended it was a hot mic and he said the bombing's going to start in 5 minutes and everybody freaked out? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That was Reagan. That was classic. That was classic Ronald Reagan.
But the point is,
every American, whether you like his policies or not, you had to love the fact that you could walk around and hold your head high and say, you know something? Well, the millions of lives that were changed by the wars that we were in actually meant something. We did it for a reason. You know something? Now I want the United States to come back and stand for something. I want it to stand for something in the Middle East. I want it to stand for something in Central America. I want it to stand for something in Africa. That's what I want. And we need some real serious leadership. Someone to put somebody's boot in somebody's ass and say, wake up. That's what I would like.
And you know what else, Charlie, we need? We need that right here in New York. Did you see what happened at McDonald's? Okay? We need some leadership.
Well, you know, listen.
We need leadership right in our front door, right here in good old New York. This McDonald's guy comes in there with an axe, all right, and takes down half the place, all right, and is out the next day. Okay? All right? I want New York to start standing for something. Okay?
We don't...
All right?
Listen, that's a good one. I mean, I talked about this earlier. And anyone not... By the way, I could give you 1,000 reasons why Reagan was a great president. The point I'm trying to make regarding that is we don't have anything like that right now. And that's why you see the world in disarray. Because there's no leadership here. There's none. And that's why the Xis, the Putins, the Kims, the Iranians are doing what they're doing right now. Because there is no direct force of the United States. And they know they could take advantage. I mean, you don't think for one second that Putin knows what's going on in this White House right now and the leadership that exudes here? I mean, come on. It is what it is. And the point is, regarding that incident at the McDonald's, I mean, that is front and center.
The guy is out, Jay. He's out. He's out. He was in for 2 minutes, and now he's out.
You're talking about the guy, the McDonald's guy?
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
You know,
because of our society, and we have allowed him to get out, you see.
He made
That's
bail.
Why this guy is out.
The guy made bail.
He made bail.
Pay to cash bail. There's not bail reform. This is like, and why, how come there isn't a judge somewhere that's like, I'm sorry, I can't bail this guy. This guy's a nut. He's going to do it again tomorrow. There's nothing stopping him. And what's everybody going to say? We're so sorry.
Charlie, can I ask you a question?
Oh, God.
Whose fault is this? Is it really Hochul's fault, or is it Eric Adams' fault, or is it the DA's fault?
Okay.
Whose fault is this? How do we get this changed right away? Is there a way to get this changed? This is so obvious to me. Who can make a difference right now other than throwing Hochul out and getting Lee Zeldin?
No, because you could throw every governor in the world out. You could put Lee Zeldin in, and there isn't a governor ever that can do this on his own. This is the city council's fault, by the way, who put him in there. Them and their crazy, whacked out, super left wing policies. Because you got to understand, like, I consider myself a liberal, and that is not my kind of liberal. That's like woke. I don't understand that, like, oh, the guy's a bad guy because fill in the blank, come up with some stupid excuse. That's that woke crap that I can't stand. You know, I'm going to tell you another story. You know, I had to fill out a questionnaire on a bankruptcy petition. The federal government has changed the bankruptcy petition where you say, you know, how do you, you know, Mr., you know, like when you fill out an application on something, Mr. Schwartz, Mrs. Schwartz, you know, Ms. Schwartz, right? Now it's got like six different categories on like, you know, how you identify as in gender. So I was going to write something funny, except I'd probably get arrested because it's the federal government and they take stuff very seriously, especially in the court system. But I was going to write something funny. I was going to go in there with an ID badge showing my private parts, saying, this is what I am. You see this? This is what I am. Okay? It's like, it's absurd. This whole, it's like, when is anybody just going to say, stop, I can't take this anymore? If you're not doing any good.
Listen.
Everybody's afraid like I'm going to lose an advertiser. You know something? I could talk about this all day with you and Jay, and there isn't one person that's going to walk away from the radio and say, I'm not buying paving stones, or I'm not going to the septic tank, or I'm not going to the doctor because Charlie Walsh and Steve insulted people that, you know, that are, you know, fill in the blank.
Listen.
It's not happening. It's like just fallacy. I don't get it. This is insane. I don't. Please help me. Somebody explain this to me.
Let's get back to the original question. How do you fix it? The one-party rule doesn't work. We know that. And that's what's happening right now in this state. That's why this guy who was arrested, by the way, for what was he arrested? Felony criminal mischief. Okay? Criminal possession of a weapon. He had the hatchet. Three counts of menacing. And the reason why we have failed as a society is because when this case got to the DA, that felony
That's
criminal
the
mischief?
Problem.
Huh? What's that?
That's the problem. It's the DA.
Exactly.
All the governors in the world can't get rid of the DA. They can't.
Listen.
The city council,
the governor can't.
The city council has to stand up and say, call for his resignation.
No. The governor
Everybody
can,
does.
Charlie.
Oh, he's not going anywhere.
The governor can remove this guy.
We all know he's one and done, Jay. This guy's one and done.
No, he is. But you see, the governor has, like, let me explain.
No, she doesn't.
You know
they
this.
They have to impeach him. She cannot do it on her own.
Listen to me.
Listen, if you
she has the power to remove
can,
him.
Please.
She has the
she
power
can't.
To do that.
Gross misconduct. She can't do it on her own.
This isn't like a Chase Boudin deal in San Francisco where you vote him. You can put everything on the ballot petition and get him out. That's in New York. The governor has the power to remove him. But you see, that's the problem.
No,
she never
can't
will.
Remove him on her own.
You see? But
she
when
can't.
This case
hey,
gets
wrong.
To this guy's office, the felony stuff was reduced to a misdemeanor. Because they
okay.
don't think damage was done or the havoc this guy created was worth treating as a felony. Okay? That's the issue here. The issue is outrageous, okay? But listen, there's so many factors involved with all this stuff. The system has failed. Ad nauseum, every other day we get a situation like this guy. And that's the problem. And there's nothing going on as far as the governor recognizing it. Forget the state legislature with Carl Hastie. And Andrea Stewart Cousins, we know where they stand, and it's a massive problem right now. Go ahead,
Jay. I'm just thinking, you know, out loud. Okay, if everyone agrees, I mean, just any rational person would agree that this is just outrageous, and I would have to believe that Hochul would believe this is outrageous. And I'd have to believe that Eric Adams, our mayor, believes this is outrageous. So if everyone's on the same page that this is outrageous,
because they won't do
and
it.
Even Alvin Bragg must go home and go, listen, this is out of control. This is outrageous. I got to believe that he has to think that way.
No, you want to believe, Stephen. I want to believe that.
So if everyone believes this, okay, then, and for the better of New York, which is why these people are there in the first place, why do we have to wait? Why can't this be done immediately?
Because...
Not, like, if everyone were to agree on this particular thing, that this... I mean, why doesn't the judge have the right to sit there?
Because they're not allowed to,
Steve. I don't care about my job. The answer is no. This guy ain't going anywhere.
Steve, they're not allowed to. You see,
I know,
this
but
governor...
When do we get the change... Is it really
November the 8th? You get the tape.
To become governor? That's what we got to wait for?
Listen to me. You're not getting it sooner. Not getting it sooner. You know that. Listen.
I don't understand why, if something is so broke in front of your face,
because
in 24 hours. 24
Steve,
hours. Brady goes, I am wrong.
It's a game.
This is terrible. Why can't even Bragg
Steve,
say that?
It's a game. It's called political pandering.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Why.
But did you... Oh, my God. You'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind, okay? You'd have to have the Three Stooges, you know, could fix this problem faster than what we're doing here.
It is a political pandering game.
It's not even about politics, Jay.
It is.
It's common sense.
But it should be common sense.
Well, it's a disgrace.
It is. Thank you. Because the only way to fix this is to vote out these morons who are keeping everybody in harm's way. Listen, this government and all these leaders, the Hasties, the Stuart Cousins, the Hoylman, I can go on and on with the 27 Yankees. You know, they keep saying they fixed this stuff, and they have dealt with the people that have been rearrested and the recidivism and everything else. Not the case. Complete lie. And listen... Until you give a judge his powers back, okay, you're never going to fix this thing, okay? Until you can use that word, remember the word dangerousness? You're not allowed to use that. A judge cannot fixate on that word in trying to figure out if somebody is safe to go back out in society. He's not allowed. He's not allowed. Okay? Until judges are allowed to look at a criminal history of an individual, okay, and the nature of the crime to consider whether it is possible that that individual will commit another crime or be a danger to society. I mean, until we fix this, we got nothing.
Well, maybe
we got nothing. And unfortunately, it's this political football that we keep playing here. Go ahead.
Maybe it is time, you know, and we should all just honestly pray for the change and really hope that Lee Zeldin gets in here and actually, regardless of what, you know, impeaches, makes the change, takes his whatever powers he has, because I'm not sure legally, but there is some thought that the governor can make a difference.
Of course he can.
Pray to God that the governor walks in here and cleans it up completely. So you know what? I'm not so sure that Charlie.
He's never going to do it.
He's saying. What about the governor? I'm really not. I'm not sure that the governor can't take emergency action and go and make a difference.
She won't
okay?
do it,
regardless of what's going on.
Steve, she has the power to do it by removing Bragg.
Well, she has the power to do it.
She won't do it though.
Then every New Yorker.
You don't need a recall here.
New York back. I mean, this is the biggest no-brainer of all time. You know, it is time for the change. Okay, Lee Zeldin for governor.
Listen, she has the power. You don't need a recall here, like in California, you know, trying to get Gascon and Boudin, which they got out. You don't need a recall. Governor has the power to do it. She won't. It's a political football. Listen, you know, I've said this a million times. You know, these three things that I say all the time are non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. And that is you give the judge their discretion to consider public safety no matter what the charges are. In deciding whether somebody needs to be jailed pending trial. Okay, and the second thing has to do with disclosure, and the third thing has to do with discovery. You know, until they fix these three things, we've got nothing. Nothing. And the only way to fix it is change at the ballot box. That's it. That's the only way you do it. And listen, Lee Zeldin said his first priority when he sits in Albany is to get rid of Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg is a massive problem here, because he's part of the woke nature of it all. The Chisholms, the Foxes, Boudins, Gascones. Come on, Krasner. We go on and on. We know the deal. But it's never gonna happen until you get change. You get change by electing the right people. And listen, you got to be honest. When you go to the ballot box, are you safer now than you were 3-4 years ago? And the answer is no. And for obvious reasons. Charles, give me a final comment.
You know, I wish I knew the answer, because I know that there's all kinds of politics and all kinds of deals being made behind our back that we never see, that we never even hear about. Maybe somebody knows about it, but I certainly don't, and I can't even figure it out. And I know people that are connected to, like, you know, major fundraisers. Everybody says this guy's a disaster, and he's going to go. He's one and done. He's got a couple of years left, and that's it. He's out. And the city council is destroying the city. Once again, the city. But it's never been this bad. Never been this bad. This is off the hook. Take the city. They're ruining this place. And I don't even want to go in anymore. I was there a couple of weeks ago. I swore I'm never going back. I'm not going back until they clean the place up.
Yep. All right. Mr. Schwartz, we'll give you the final word. Go ahead.
Take back our streets. Time to take it back. All right? Lee Zeldin for governor.
I'm Charles Walshein, WalsheinLegal.com, Stephen Schwartz, home of the great hoodies, no shirts, Mr. Dumble.com. Until next week, guys, thank you.